Our Father, we thank you for our Savior Christ. We thank you for his obedience. We thank you for his blood shed to give us pardon and forgiveness. We thank you for our Bibles, your kindness to reveal your truth and yourself to us, and help us right now to know you better and to walk according to what we learn. Help us by your Spirit, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we spent the better part of the last year on our study of foundational truths, beginning with the doctrine of the Scriptures, and then the doctrine of God, theology proper, and then on the doctrine of God as it's revealed, especially in His sovereignty. So after all those weeks and all those lessons and all that study, it probably doesn't surprise you that we've finally arrived at the beginning, right? Which is might surprise some of you, but today we begin at the beginning in order to learn what the Bible teaches about the beginning of all things. Pastor Anderson's current preaching through the book of Revelation deals, among other things, with the end of all things, or end things, I'll just put it that way, when history's timeline comes to a close. We often call this branch of theology eschatology. He's covering that in Revelation, but we're at the other end of the timeline, the beginning of all things and first things. And I honestly don't know what the name would that for that would be. The corresponding to eschatology, if there is a word, I don't know what it is. But we've just been learning in our most recent studies that whatsoever comes to pass according to the purpose and plan of the sovereign God as He rules over all things. And what we're about to learn as we study first things and the beginning is that what came to pass in the beginning came to pass also as a result of the purpose and plan of God. And where do you suppose we would begin our study of first things?
Genesis.
That's right, in the beginning. That's right. So turn to Genesis 1:1. Things are making sense so far for at least Tom. I don't know about the rest of the class, but there's at least a logical outline. And Genesis 1:1 reads as follows. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And according to verse 1, what happened in the beginning? God created the heavens and the earth. And I want